there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
But this morning is part three. So part one, if you remember, Pastor Mike brought a word that was talking about how we're creating space for people to encounter Jesus. There's going to be a slide that comes up behind me with what these 4 weeks look like, if you don't mind, John. So the first one is create space for people to encounter Jesus. And we're talking about why we do things like this on a Sunday, why we do things like kids work to help people come into the presence of Jesus and to encounter him maybe for the first time. That's part one of our expansion plan. Part two, I spoke about last week. You remember we made lots of fun because we tried to work from Mike's notes, didn't we? And I think it went all right. Yeah, good. Last week we spoke about how we're going to disciple people to reach their world. John, can we get that second slide up, please, mate? There we go. So create spaces to encounter Jesus. Disciple people that serve their communities. And that's what we spoke about last week, how it's not just about what we do here on a Sunday, but we've got to get out and make a difference. And then this week, we're talking about raising leaders. Ooh. That's a bit of a better response than I was expecting. I'm glad about that. I've got to be honest with you, this is like one of those topics that I absolutely love. I was talking to Em last night, and she said, so what is it that you've got to talk about tomorrow? And I said, raising leaders. She went, oh, that's easy for you then. I was like, it's not easy, but it's easier. Yeah, sure. For a long time, Emily and I led the Young Leaders Development Program that we run across One Church. Run and one together fast isn't good. For a number of years, we ran the Young Leaders Development Program and absolutely love it. And we are genuinely passionate about raising people into the position that God's created them to be. And I've got to be really honest with you. I believe that every single person has the opportunity and has been created with leadership within them. I do. I believe that every single one of you can be a great leader. In fact, I believe every single one of you in some form right now is a leader. Why is that? Because leadership isn't about position or title. Leadership is about influence. Yeah. Who knows that? There's another slide that's going to come up behind me of four people. See if you know who these four people are. Next one, please, John. I know there's a mixed bag of the people on there. Some of them good-ish, others maybe not so good-ish. These are technically the world leaders right now, or some of the world leaders. So on the far left, we've got President Joe Biden. He looks all right for 82, doesn't he? If I look like that, I wouldn't be... He's got more hair than me. It's not going to happen, is it? The second one across, obviously, is our Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. Third one across, maybe a little bit more of a... Yeah, keep that out of this. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. And then fourthly, is actually a world leader that recently has got a lot of like kudos because of the way that she's led her country. She's the prime minister who's just leaving in New Zealand. Her name, and I need to get this right, which is why I'm reading it, is Jacinda Ardern. She's like the first, I think she's the first world leader that in her time of leadership was pregnant, gave birth, and continued to lead through that. That's impressive. No matter who you are, that's impressive. Can't really say that about Joe Biden, can you? Oh, yeah, he was 82, he had a baby. Maybe it will happen, and that's a bit scary. But these, technically, are some world leaders right now. And they're leaders because of the position that they hold. But if we think about leadership as being influence rather than power, our world is actually led by some very different people. The best way of looking at influence, I think, is looking at social media and how many followers people have. So, according to Instagram, here are the top five leaders in our world right now. Number one, Cristiano Ronaldo. Who knows who Ronaldo is? Okay, if you don't know who he is, he's a football player. He's just been sold to a football team in Saudi Arabia for $200 million, pounds? Let me explain what that means. That means he's getting paid £200 million a year to play football. Not bad, is it? And the truth is that he's only played one game since he's been there, and he's been there for almost 2 months. He's getting paid some crazy money to sit on his sofa and to have a lovely day. But if we're talking about influence in the world, Cristiano Ronaldo has 537 million followers as of last night. That's a crazy amount of people that he has influence over, and therefore he is probably right now the biggest leader in our world. Number two is this guy, Lionel Messi. Who knows who Lionel Messi is? He is also a football player. I think you can see where this is going to go. He's an Argentinian football player. He currently has 422 million followers in his world. Not bad, right? Number three, Kylie Jenner. Who knows who Kylie Jenner is? Okay, less people. Kylie Jenner is, I think her profile says she's a business person and an influencer. Like, really, she became famous because her dad had lots of money, and then she's managed to build a business out of it. But she is the third most influential person in our world right now with 378 million followers. The other two I didn't get pictures of because I was getting bored. See if you know who these people are. Selena Gomez. Who knows who Selena Gomez is? She is a singer, actress, kind of. Both. She has 371 million followers. It's a lot of people still, isn't it? The fourth most influential person in the world, 371 million followers. And then the fifth person, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's a lot of response to that one. For those of you who don't know who Dwayne The Rock Johnson is, he's an actor, he's a wrestler, he's a social media influencer, he's a singer, he sings in Moana. If you don't know what Moana is, it's a Disney film, and he's the guy that voices Maui. You're welcome, the demigod. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to do it. Nope. Dwayne Johnson has 359 million followers. Those people have a crazy amount of influence in our world, and if you don't think that they're leading it, you're a bit crazy. Here's the truth of it. My followers, as of last night, the time when I was looking... You ready for this? 238,000. No, I'm joking. If you look at my Instagram account, there's very little on there because I'm kind of like a ghost follower. I post for Emily's birthday, I post for our anniversary, and maybe like Mother's Day and Father's Day. But other than that, there's very little on there. I just like following other people's account. I use it to see what people like this are up to because I'm stupid. I use it to keep up to date with the football scores and to keep up to date with sports and the world news because you get more truth. No, don't go there. I don't have that many followers, but there is a level of influence that I have in my world and really in this church because of the position that I've been given. But the truth is, every single one of you has influence. Therefore, every single one of you is a leader. Who's up for it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Normally I ask that people and people are like, no, thanks. I don't want to do that. But as one church, we are passionate about raising leaders. Because who knows, the church can't just be about raising leaders that are internal, but we have to be external too. We can't just rely on people, we can't just rely on you to be leading in this place when actually we as the church should be leading the world that we're in. And so this morning, I just want to look at, and we're going to go on a little bit of a journey looking at how we as the church can be strong leaders within the church, but also excellent leaders outside of the church. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And I know that there will be some of you sat in this room this morning thinking, I don't want to lead, thank you. Give me a wave if that's you. It's all right. I know there are others as well, and you're just not waving, you're liars. But the truth is that whether you want it or not, there's going to be times when you have to lead. There's going to be times when it's not an option anymore and you've just got to step up. You might be leading in your family. You might be leading in your workplace. You might be leading in church. You might be asked to lead somewhere else. Hey, leadership is on all of us and we all have the capacity to lead in some way, shape or form because it's been put in us and it's being called out of us. And so we as one church want to raise the leader within you and make you the very best that you can be. And why is it part of our expansion plan as one church? Because without leaders, we can't grow. It's all well and good creating space for people to encounter Jesus. And it's all well and good discipling others to reach their community. But unless there are people willing to lead that, it's not going to happen. And unless we can do those things, we're never going to be able to plant churches, which is going to help us expand as a network. Does that make sense? And so maybe this morning this will be a time where you begin to think, I can be the leader that's needed. Maybe it'll just be like a seed being planted in you that makes you think, maybe one day, but not right now. That's cool. We're going to do this journey together. But hopefully there will be people sat in this room this morning that something is spoken and you'll go, I can be that. I can do that. And we need you. We need you as a church. We need you as a local church. We need you as a network of churches, because we are going to plant churches. We're going to expand. We're passionate about it. It's going to happen. And we need you to step up and to be the leader that you've been created to be. And if you think that leadership is just about making you look good, it's not. In fact, most of leadership that you encounter in church, most of the leadership that happens within places like this is right behind the scenes. You'll never see. You'll never know what goes on unless you're in it. Who knows that Pastor Mike is a great pastor? How many? Amen, brother. The best response from Mike all morning. How many of you know that he's a really good communicator and teacher? He is, right? How many of you know how good a pastor he is, as in how good he is one-to-one with people? How many of you know how good an admin he is? Nope. How many of you are thankful for Barbara? What's my point? We see some great things from Pastor Mike, but what has got him to this point isn't the time that he spent on stage practicing. They're helpful, but it's the time that he spent outside of the limelight, away from what we see, away from the things that he's being paid to do, and more the things that he's called to do. The times where he's spent literally praying for you because he loves you. The time where he's wept over decisions that people have made because it's pulled them away from God. The times where he's just spent saying, God, what is it that you want to do in me, for this church, with this church, through me? And we honor you, Mike, for that. And we know that it takes effort, and we know that it takes time. But thank you for the investment. Thank you for the time you spent praying for us and leading us and for growing us. We really do love you, and we appreciate you. But leadership isn't about us. So, like, that's good. It's right to honor leaders. But what's more important is that leaders honor those that they're leading. Here's what it says in the Bible, in Matthew 20, verse 25, and we're going to read through to 28. It says this. It's going to come up behind me. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them." Apparently my jaw isn't warm enough to get words out, so I'm really struggling, I'm sorry. "Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Just say that again. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be a slave. Leadership within church isn't about being the first. It's not about being the big name. It's not about being the one that's under the spotlights. It's not about the one having the thousands, 238,000 followers. It's not about the person that gets all the limelight. It's not about the person that gets all the plaudits. Leadership within church is about going, hey, it's not about me. Leadership in church isn't about what you can do, but rather who you can serve. Yeah. It's not about raising yourself up. It's about raising other people up to where they're supposed to be. Yeah. That's genuinely what I believe. It's genuinely what I've lived for years and years and years, because I want to be a great leader, not for my sake, but for the sake of those I'm leading. Right. Yeah. Because I believe that every single person has a higher calling than what they're currently living at. And so if I can encourage you, if I can support you, if I can prop you up just that little bit more, then I'm doing my job as a leader better. I think there's two main differences when it comes to leadership within the church versus outside of the church. And we're going to just spend a couple of minutes exploring it. Then there's a challenge that's going to come our way. Is that okay?
Yeah.
The first difference of leadership within the church to outside of the church is this. John, if we can get that up. Leaders outside of the church say, follow me. All you've got to do is look at Instagram and see what happens. Most leadership outside of the church say, hey, come follow me. Look what I can do. Isn't it great? Aren't I good? They're after the attention. They get 477 million followers and £200 million a year because they're good at something that they do. But leaders outside of the church who it's all about them say, come follow me. Leaders within the church should say, follow me as I follow him. What does that mean? That means that when leaders stand on stage in church, what they should be saying is, hey, I don't have all this together, but I'm doing my very best to be more like Jesus. Do you want to be more like Jesus? Yes, great. Why not follow the example that I set as I follow the example that he first set for me? That's what the disciples did. They went out to the people and said, hey, we don't know everything. In fact, we don't know anything, but we do know the one who knows everything. And so we're learning from him and we're trying to teach you. And that's what I try to do every opportunity that I get to speak on stage, is not to go, hey, look at me, aren't I good, because I know how bad I am, but rather go, hey, like, here's what I've learned from Jesus in my time. Maybe there's something in this that you can find gold in and apply it to your life too. Leaders outside the church say, follow me, make me good. Leaders within the church say, follow me as I follow him, and you'll become better because of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The second difference, I think, is leaders outside of the church say, I'll tell you what to do. Leaders within the church say, hey, let's do this together. I don't know if you've ever had that boss at work that say, can you do this, please? And you say, why? And he says, just do it, I told you to. How many parents have ever said that? It's the old Matilda thing, isn't it? I'm big, you're small. I'm right, you're wrong. There's nothing you can do about it. Leaders outside of the church, I think, very often do that. I've had bosses that say, just get on with it. But it's not right. I don't care. Do it anyway. The difference I think that we should see, and the difference that I desperately want to be living out, is that if I'm asking somebody to do something and they're not sure why, it's not a case of just do what I told you so. It's, hey, let's do this. Let's journey this together. Let's figure out why I'm asking you to do it this way. If they don't know how to do something, and I don't either, I'm not going to say, just go and Google it. It will give you the right answer, but neither of us really learn from that. Let's learn this together, and let's get better together. Because leadership within church isn't about making yourself better. It's not about making me bigger and better and more well-known. It's about us raising each other to be better for his glory. And we as one church are raising leaders that want to raise leaders. We're raising leaders that say, this can't just stop with me, because we've got to get bigger. So we're gonna raise you to be the best leader that you can be, so that you can then raise the next person to be the best that they can be. It's like a wave system. It doesn't stop once the wave hits. It then goes again and again and again. And what happens when we get this really, really, really right is that we are never caught short. Wouldn't that be a lovely day? We're going to have people just constantly coming saying, hey, what's my opportunity? Where's my opportunity? How can I serve? How can I go and lead other people? And the truth is, we're desperate for that to be the case. We're desperate. Mike's desperate for you to come to him and say, Pastor Mike, you're not doing a good enough job. Not because you're doing a bad job, but because there's opportunity for me to go and do something. Where are you sending me? What can I do? How can I serve better? Which community can I go to that we've not yet reached? That's what the vision of One Church is, to go and expand, to create spaces for people to encounter Jesus, to disciple communities, to raise leaders that we can then go and plant churches. So be a leader that says, follow me as I follow him, and make sure that you're following him first before you say that, because otherwise it's just a lot of noise and no substance to it. And then be the leader that says, I don't know, but let's journey this together, let's find out together, let's go and do this together. Is that okay? So if every single one of you is a leader this morning, I want to ask you this question. What are you doing to raise your leadership level and to invest into it? That's a real, like, high-level question. So let me make this a little bit different. How are you trying to make yourself better? How are you trying to create something within you that will help you lead somebody else, whether that's in a team, whether that's in your family, whether that's leading somebody to Jesus for the first time? Because who knows, it's not just about the pastors to lead people to Jesus, right? We're good, but we can't do a whole world. In fact, you're far better equipped to do this because you're the one with the relationships. So what is it that you're doing to make yourself or to invest into yourself to become a better leader? We as church want to raise you to be better. We want to raise you to be a strong leader with great influence. But we can't just do it by going, come on, come on, come on, come on, because you're going to get annoyed over us. Because I get annoyed with those emails that I get chasing me up. Open the curtain a bit. There's a leadership pipeline that there's a group of us here at One Church Bristol that are currently going through. And every week I get a progress report on my leadership development. Anybody else? Or have you all got it going into your spam email? I get that email every week and my response is... Because if I'm really honest, for the last 3 weeks, it's not moved from being like 82% complete. And I'm somebody that's goal-driven. So I want to see that number increasing. It just isn't. It's frustrating. What's my point? We're not trying to raise you to be a leader to say, great, you've done a good job, now stay there. We're trying to raise you so that you go, right, what's next? Help me. Help me get better. Help me get better. Help me get better. And if you're here this morning, you're thinking, I'd love to be part of this program that raises leaders, but how do I get involved with it? Come and speak to us. Because it might not happen next week. It might not happen today. But we are desperate for leaders that want to step up, that want to lead in different areas within this church. Because we feel a little bit like we've done good, but there's so much more to come from us. And we're going to dive into this a little bit when it comes to our Vision Sunday in a few weeks. We've got dreams that we're going to raise leaders to make a difference in this place. Yeah. We've got ministries, we've got people that need leading, and we've got a shortage of leaders. So I wonder, are you here this morning thinking, I could do that. I could lead somebody. I'm not asking you to preach on a stage on a Sunday, although if you want to. But maybe you could begin to help leading kids. Lead that next generation of young people that are rising up, that are the church. Maybe you could lead a team on a Sunday that might not be up front, but helps the whole service happen. Maybe you could lead a life group, grow group. Maybe you could open your doors and let people just come in, have a cup of tea and coffee, and just open the word together. Maybe. Just maybe there's a seed in you that says, one day I could lead a church. That's got to start somewhere, and I'm going to be really honest with you. You're not going to go and lead a church as your very first thing. Nor would you want to, because leading church sometimes is very, 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 very hard. So why not get some experience in a place where it's safe, where you've got somebody to take the weight of it, and you can just go, hey, how do I serve you best right now? Leadership in church isn't about being the leader, it's about serving. There's a session on the leadership pipeline that is talking about servant leadership. Well, servant leadership is being the very least to be the very best. It's cleaning the toilets when no one else is looking, even when a kid's been sick in there. It's hoovering after the service to make sure that the church is ready for next time. It's being the person on the front row, or the second row, or the third row, when someone else is speaking, being the one that's encouraging. Because it's not about you. Servant leadership says it's all about him. And in order to lead, in order to serve him well, I will serve others first. So what are you doing to raise yourself as a leader this morning? Or right now, I wonder. Are you investing into yourself, or are you expecting somebody else to do it? Begin to think about it. Because we as a church, we're not content with staying where we're at. We're not happy, or we're happy, but we're not satisfied staying here. We're gonna rise up, we're gonna plant churches, we're gonna expand. But to do that, we need you to step up as a leader. And we're committed to raise you, to work with you if you're up for it, but we need you to take the first step too. And maybe you look at this and you think, that's all well and good, but I don't want to be a leader of a church. That's okay. But whether you like it or not, you're leading somewhere.
Yeah, true.
And even if you think, even in my job, I'm not leading, well, maybe you're leading your family. Maybe you're leading your friends. Can I just encourage you to begin to think about the two ways that you can lead? Because this world has plenty of people that are saying, look at me. This world has plenty of people chasing the followers, chasing the fame, chasing the status, but very few people, or not enough, are saying, hey, I'm leading, I'm trying to lead to help raise other people first. Let's be that person. Let's be those people that say, this isn't about me. It's not about making my name famous. It's not about me getting the £200 million a year, however nice that might sound right now. It's about saying, I want to raise people up to be the best they can be. And that's what my heart is. That's what our heart is raising people to be the best they can be, to then help raise the next person, to raise the next person, to raise the next person in their leadership. Is that good? And I know that this message could be one where you look at it and you go, that's all well and good, but it's not for me. And if you want to say that, that's fine. But if you want to say that, then you're wrong. Because it is. Every single one of us has this core within us that was planted by God when he first made us to raise us into the leader that he wants us to be. And that's what we are desperate for. We're desperate for leaders that are passionate about Jesus, passionate about growing his church, passionate about people, passionate about seeing people released. And that's what we're calling out of you this morning, to be leaders within this community, to be leaders within this area, to be leaders within this world. Liam's going to come up and just play behind me for a minute as we just close. What are you doing to be a better leader? Title or no title, wanting it or not, how are you leading people and how are you growing yourself to do that?